A lot of blood donation centers in Florida have reported long lines. Due to the high volume, officials encourage people to either make an appointment online or by phone.
Thank you for calling One Blood and for the tremendous response from blood donors in the wake of the tragic mass shooting. We are open for business today and encourage people to donate. To make an appointment, please press 4. Or you can visit our website at oneblood.org. We thank you for your dedication to our life-saving mission.
Or potential donors could just try braving the waiting rooms, which have hours waiting times.
And so that all goes down to our two main processing centers. And the word, I was on a phone call this morning, the word is they drew till 4 in the morning last night in Orlando.
That's Jean Dariotis, the senior vice president of One Blood, speaking to potential Tallahassee donors. Monday morning, she'd already had to turn away quite a few, asking them to come back.
We've had a tremendous response. Our donor rooms were full, especially in the Orlando area. And we have a lot of blood on the shelf at the moment. We're still counting and double-checking everything we've received. And we know that over the next couple weeks that blood's going to go out to hospitals also, and we're going to be looking for more donors. So right now, unless we particularly call and ask you to come in, we're asking to wait a week or so and then come in and help us because, truthfully, it is the blood on the shelf that saves lives.
Casey Norris was among those who was asked to come in, but later was turned away.
You know, when there's time of crisis, I think it's really good for people to try to come together.
And the 23-year-old is not your average donor.
I try to give every 8 weeks. Since I'm O positive, I figure what's the point of having universal blood if I'm going to keep it to myself.
And Nora says she anticipates she'll be back soon.
More than likely next week, it's going to be a huge shortage. So they're asking that people, the regulars, still come out next week and just probably wait a little bit just to give because it's going to be another shortage pretty soon.
One Blood is expected to be open every day this week, normal business hours. For more information, visit oneblood.org. There's also an app called Donor Space, all one word, which allows people to register for donations and locate blood mobiles in their area. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.